Okay, here we go. Parm Tav Shem Higimel, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Zuchos Yogan Aleinu, part 3 of 3, Alunin Shvili Nishmas, Esotir Bas, or Gabriel Pinchas, and obviously for Rav Chaim, Zuchos Yogan Aleinu, Perek Zayin Pasuk Yud. Very, very interesting Pasuk. It's going to be Parek Zayin Pasuk Tess. Yom HaChavon Echa Min Esorzim Fin HaMelech, Amin Heimei Ha'it, Asher Asa Haman L'Mordechai, good. Chavona says there's a tree over there. Good. But says Rav Chaim, look at the lashon. Gam hinei ha'itza she'asa Haman l'Mordechai. Look at that. There's a tree over there which Haman made for Mordechai. It's standing in Haman's house. Omei beis Haman chamishim ma'ama. Says Rav Chaim, two questions. Number one, it should really say the location, and then it should say the description of the actual gallows, and then the location. Why does it say the location first, and then it says, by the way, it was 50 amas. And then number one, say the location, and then say the description, and then the location. Number one. Number two, says Rav Chaim, why does the pasuk say that it was bebeis Haman? It should say bechatzar Haman. The tree wasn't in Haman's house; it was in Haman's court backyard. So Rav Chaim brings us to a medrash Shimon Yaakov Shimoni, who answers both questions. That where is the source? Where was the gallows? Where was the wood from? Haman searched everywhere for a piece of wood that was 50 amos. Look at Rabbi Avi Feiner, why daka 50 amos? But he was looking for amos or 50 wood for 50 amos. He was unable to find it until he found the central support beam in his house, which brought down in the measures is actually a piece from Noah's ark. In his fury, in his anger to kill Mordechai, he removed the beam and he destroyed his own house. Our pasuk alludes to this, says Rav Chaim, by placing the words "Omei beis Haman gavo chamishim ama" after standing in Haman's house. The pasuk "Omei beis Haman gavo chamishim ama" is actually perfectly in place. Indicates that the beam that made the gallows had been standing in Haman's house to the height of 50 yards before he tore it down. Number two, why is it beis Haman? Because it was actually in his house. It originally stood in Haman's house. Says Rav Chaim, Megillah teaching us an incredible detail to underscore to tell us and to show us the intensity of Haman's sin for Mordechai. Haman was willing to tear down his own house in order to hang Mordechai. That's what we learn from this pasuk. Perek Zayin, pasuk Tes. Two questions. Number one, why does it say in Haman's house and then give us the description? Number two, in his house, in the backyard. No. It tells us Dafka, the 50 amos, because he was looking for it, he couldn't find it, once he found it in the house. And number two, Bibi's Haman, because actually that's where the wood is from, 50 amos. Haman is ready to have a downfall. That's what Kas does. The Sod Yisharim of Ishbitz of Radzin tells us that Amalek is Kas. Something doesn't go your way, Kas. The stipler running you when you're beating the frogs. Stop hitting the frogs. No, the stipler tells us when your person gets angry, they don't multiply. You're not thinking. Because if you think rationally, you're going to stop hitting the frogs. Haman was so intent on killing Mordechai, he was willing to strike down his own house. And that's what he did. An incredible lesson in Kas. Making sure to be able to just go with the flow, especially Perm, just to go with the flow. Nothing's going to be perfect. Never. Any Perm that a person's in, there's always going to be things that have come up, just like every wedding, every bar mitzvah. Go with the flow. As Hashem should be zochet to go with the flow. Go against Haman, go against the Amalek, do our best as Hashem is baruch. Now moving on to Perek Ches. Mordechai Ches Tes Vav. Mordechai Yotzim of Nehemelach, Bubush Amach, Tchez Vachor, Baterazov. He goes out of the house, and by Yushashon Salva Samecha, Ateres Zahav, Ateres of the gold crown, says the Targum on the spot. The Targum says, Zutfil. He wore Tfil, says Rechaim, but the Gemara Megillah tells us, Chavda Alam and Beis, the halacha is that you're not allowed to wear Tfil made of gold. So how could be Ateres Zahav, the gold crown, refers to Tfilin? You're not allowed to wear Tfilin that are made of gold. Says Reb Chaim, it must be that the targum must mean that Mordechai placed his ordinary leather tefillin in a kli made of gold. It wasn't that the tefillin were made of gold. He had his tefillin, and then it was put in the tzvi of gold. And that so it shows us the tremendous. Even in Mordechai, he was on the highest of highs, but he made sure the halacha was halacha, and he made sure that the tefillin didn't. So sometimes we get so excited. And in our Avodas Hashem, and maybe a halacha detail could be left out. No. The tefillin was there, and it was still Yotze in the receptacle made of the gold. I love that, Rav Chaim. Beautiful teaching, Ches Tezvav, idea number three. Idea number three, Perek Tes.
We get to the Asaras Bede Haman. Peretes Psukim Zayin to Yud. And we know the halacha tells us Shulchan Aruch or Chaim Simen Tuf Resh Tzadi Os Sif Tesvav. The halach is the person reading Megillah must say the 10 sons of Haman in one breath with the word Aseres in one breath to indicate that they all died in the same instant. Says with Chaim, why is that a halacha? Why does it matter that the 10 sons of Haman died in the same instant? Why is that a halacha? Just say it's a minhag. Why is it brought down Shulchan Aruch? Rav Chaim answers that this halacha is very important. It's indeed needed in order to teach the correct meaning of the pasuk. Says Rav Chaim, since the Megillah lists the sons of Haman in a specific order, a person reading the Megillah might assume that the Megillah is listing the order in which the sons of Haman were killed one after another. You might just think that this is how they were. This is how they killed. No, this however is incorrect because we know Chaim Chazal they were all killed in the same instant. Chazal instituted that the Baal Kori read all 10 in a single breath in order to ensure that we do not interpret the pasuk erroneously and mistakenly and say they're all killed. They were listed. He says this is the same thing, but a Baal Kori makes a certain trap. When there's certain cantillation marks on the in Tanakh, that even though we don't stop la halacha, we don't stop for certain minyanim do, but for the most part we don't stay unless. But says Rav Chaim, for it changes the word when you use a kadma va'azla instead of psik resh, right? Perfect example. Rav Moshe Tzvi loves it, this one. I love this one also. Vayimaruz chayehem coming up for Pesach, right? They embittered our lives. So what does the pasuk say? Parshas Shmos. Vayimaruz chayehem. It's kadma va'azla. Sometimes the trup gives meaning to the words. What happened? The Yomaros Chaim, they embittered their lives. Kadma va'azla, says the Vilna Gaon, he does this a lot. He says that really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw they weren't able to last for 400 years, so he brought the Gullus early. It was too much pain. Vayimaruz Chayehem, he made their lives so embitter. Kadma va'azla, he brought it early. 400 became 210, and he counted 400 from the birth of Yitzchak. Says that the same way Tamei Mikra, it changed the meaning of the pasuk. So to over here, l'halacha, it had to be dafka in one breath to show you that, not to say you might think that this is how they died, but to show you the end of the day. If you would have thought that, then you would have that would have changed the meaning of the pasuk. In the same way, we don't change the meaning of the pasuk by Tamei and Mikra. So too over here, you have to be so careful to be able to read it in one order to show us that they're all killed in the same way, to make sure we learn what we're supposed to learn from that pasuk. The synergy between the reading of the pasuk and the halachas of reading and trap and everything so beautifully. Ah, what a beautiful idea from Rav Chaim. And finally, Perek Yod. Tenth and final Perek. Perek Tes, Pasuk Beis. Halohem Ksuma, Sibet Zvev, Erawal, Namach, Imadu Paras. So we know that Achashverosh, they put in the story of Mordechai into the book Chronicles of the Kings of Media and Persia. Says Rav Chaim, very simple question. All the Mepharshim ask it. Why doesn't Hashem's name appear in Megillah? Kisvuni Lidoros, in Perek on Megillah, Daf Zayin, Esther, Mordechai, the Sanhedrin, they all wrote it. Why did they leave out Hashem's name? So, everybody knows, the famous Pshat is to show that Hashem is behind the scenes. Beautiful. Says Rav Chaim, the answer of the Ibn Ezra in his introduction to the Megillah. Since the Megillah became part of the Chronicles of Persia and Media, and the Stapazic city, Mordechai suspected the Megillah would be translated into those languages of the countries. If that were done, the Avodah Zorah, the Persians, might delete Hashem's name and replace it with the names of their own deities. Rather than that allowed to happen, Mordechai chose to omit Hashem's name from the entire Megillah. A fascinating answer. We always think that Hashem's name is not there to show that Hashem's behind the scenes. Ibn Ezra says, no. Mordechai was thinking practically, this is being written down in the non-Jews in Iran, in Persia, in whatever they were living. At the end of the day, they're going to replace it with Hashem's name and say their own God. Mordechai Chas Hashem said, can't have that. What an incredible lesson for us to look at every ramification, for every action, every word has tremendous impact. And we have to be careful in anything we do, especially in Purim. Our kids are watching us, our students are watching us, to make sure to be able to be the correct role model. So let's review these four ideas. So Perek Zayin, we said, Gamine Ha'etz, why is he taught? Two questions here. Why is the description after telling me the location? It was in Haman's house, by the way, it was 50 amos. And number two, it was in his house, I thought it was in the backyard. No. Really, the man just tells us that Haman was looking for a 50 amos piece of wood. He couldn't find it there. He took it from inside of his house. So therefore, Dafka tells you he went in his house and lit to find the beam. And the Dafka showed you that he got it from his house. And to show us the lesson that he was willing, the sin was so great for Mordechai, he was willing to take that, and his house was destroyed. His house was destroyed. Had Zeresh, had his daughter, I guess, fall from the roof. Okay, maybe the Gurkasha. At the end of the day, we see a tremendous lesson that his hatred, and that was so great. Person acts angrily, he doesn't think straight like the frogs, but he's going to keep on hitting the frogs. Why? They're multiplying. Why are you doing that? Because when a person gets angry, you don't think, says the stipler. And that's the Sodi Sharam. Sodi Sharam Rav Radzin, the grandson of the Ishbosheth, tells us, Amalek is kas. When things don't go your way, you got to go with the flow. When you chesed, you chesed, you grow, just go with the flow. Especially in Purim, there's so many klippas. The whole year day, says with Chalke Levenstein, the whole year day, the greater the kedusha, but also the greater tuma. Person's got to be so careful. The Yitzhar knows how great Purim is. Anything greater than their friend, the Yitzhar Hadar, greater. It says Chalke Levenstein, that applies to people, that also applies to time. Yitzhar knows the greatest time of the week is the Erev Shabbos, so all the fights happen in Erev Shabbos. And the Yitzhar knows Purim is such a holy day. Be careful not to get kaf. Number two, Atar Zov. This Hargum says it's tefillin. But how do you do the Gemara? Megillah tells us how to all the ways. You're not letter to tefillin Megillah. No, Rav Chaim says that Mordechai wore his regular tefillin and he put it in the kli of gold to make sure he kept everything lahalacha, even though he was on the highest of highs. Make sure everything was lahalacha. Number three, why Dafka Shachana writes the Tavresh Sadi Tezvov, 10 times a man had to be lahalacha, had to be saved in one instant, because if he didn't, people think this is how they died. If you say it in one instant, then it would tell people that no, they didn't. That's not the order how they died. It's actually in the way they were born, Rav Chaim notes. But at the end of the day, you have to make sure to be able to read in one breath to make sure people don't get the wrong shot. That's exactly Tami Mikrov. That's the tunes and the things that we read, the way we learn the Tami, the things that right, like by Maris Chayim, the Kam of Azal. That's why it brought the Gullahs early, because the word is defined also by the Tam, by the way you read it. And when Chazal wanted to make sure that we don't make that mistake. And finally, for the final idea from Perek Yod, Elohim Ksuvim, Mordechai Chaim says, why does Hashem's name written in it? So for him, it's famously the Farshim say, because Hashem was hidden. Ibn Ezra says, no, very practically, the Mordechai knew this was being written down in the non-Jewish books, and he didn't want Hashem's name, when it said God, or Hashem, to be taken out by that Avodah Zarah. For us to be able to realize the ramifications of all of our actions, we zoch bez Hashem, to be very, very careful of Kas always. We know the Gemara tells us that someone who's Bekas, it's kilo void of Zara, who you go and it's like you serve idol worship, who you're serving yourself. Something doesn't go your way, then you blast out. You have to be so careful to be go with the flow of Baz Hashem, not get because not become an Amaliki. Make sure even when we're on the highest of highs, everything is done lahalacha, lahalacha. Make sure when we're looking for the panemius and everything we learn, the way we learn, the way we dive, and the way everything with the right correct words and with the correct chapter, with the right niggin. And finally, to be able to make sure to always make sure that we look at our ramifications of our words and our actions. Bez Hashem, everyone. A good Purim and the size of Torah.